Well, joining me right now, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babakian, and he joins us to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. How are you? Thank you, mate.
That's great. Now, Martin, we have had some rain in the last little while, but this drought that we still have in many parts is really taking effect on farmers, and the drought seems to be accelerating. What can we do to help this situation?
Yes, when we're talking about drought, I was listening to Alan Jones, program a farmer coming from Scone. I was very sad with the way he presented himself, how difficult the drought's affecting him, and I just imagine what's going to happen in the future for our farming industry inland areas. What is happening now, Landra? The drought is a complex. We know about that. It's slowly encroaching natural hazards now, the big way, with significant and spread throughout social economics environment. It's affecting a very, very important part of it. And then the drought is causing, in Africa, Ethiopia, and all those places, it causes more deaths and displaces more people than any other natural disaster. It's causing problems for the community. In 2025, 1.8 billion people will experience absolute water scarcity. And two-thirds of the world will be living in underwater stress conditions. This is what's happening in the world. By 2050, the demand for water is expected to increase by 50% as population increases. And then here in Australia, we're bringing more people in, and we're heading towards drought. The population increases, especially in the land areas. More and more people are becoming dependent on the fresh water supply in the land area, becoming degraded. Water scarcity is one of the greatest challenges for our 21st century, which we're facing. And here we are, talking about irrigation system in Australia, complaining about water system. We know that we have a massive shortage of water, and we're not doing a good irrigation system. We shouldn't stop playing politics on irrigation system. We should start developing right now a very important system to protect the community, protect farmers in the future. That's what I'm thinking about drought, because this is not only my statement. This statement comes from a global risk report published by the World and then by IRI, International Research Institute. Countries like Australia has been listed that we're going to be affected.
It's a very dire situation, isn't it, when we've seen many countries with famines and all that, and Australia is one of the driest continents.
It is. We are the driest continent. I mean, you could see the irrigation system. You could see how much water it falls. When it got, say, 1 inch of rain falls somewhere, we saw, this massive rain. By the time the rain spreads in the area, look how much rain is going to be. Within 3 days, half of that rain is going to evaporate anyhow. So because of climate or dryness and warm temperatures, and these are the conditions which I'm worried about. So drought is going to be our biggest issue in the future, and we should start working on it very seriously. That's the reason I'm doing a forecast on Buckets Radio. Every farming community should listen to Buckets Radio, should know what's going on, because I'm putting this situation to affect every farmer in Australia. I'm putting an alert system, La Nina advisory. What is going to happen to us? On synoptic pattern, the transition from La Nina to neutral conditions is most likely now. It's over 55% in April to May, with neutral conditions likely to continue second half of the year. Now, if we saw the El Niño's finished, we saw La Niña finish, everything is wiped off, so we look at neutral conditions. This is a very important statement. Okay, what neutral condition means to us, to the farmers? La Niña Southern Oscillation Index written to neutral, most models indicate ENSO neutral is most likely to scenario for us in autumn and winter. So we know about that. So we know exactly what's going to happen to us. Model accuracy during autumn is very low, and the other times of the year too. So the accuracy of this forecast, we talk about it, we're predicting it. What's the accuracy? Very low. A neutral ENSO pattern does not necessarily signify average rainfall and temperature in Australia. It means nothing. Australia, because it's neutral, we're going to have half rain, half not, means nothing. It's very unpredictable. It indicates a reducing chance of prolonged, very wet dry conditions, very hot conditions, and then other climatic effect might change the weather patterns immensely. If the systems are moving slow, weather patterns will be different. If the system moving fast, weather patterns will be different. If the typhoon or cyclone develops to the north, weather is going to be different. All these things are affecting our weather pattern, but these climatic conditions, at this time of the year, autumn means nothing. That's the reason I'm just saying it straight away. When we say predictions, saying seasonal outlook, as March, April, May, neutral conditions are 69%. April, May, June, neutral conditions are 81%. La Nina 17%. El Nino 0. May, June, July, the neutral condition 68%. And then La Nina 16%. So you can see all neutral. And neutral conditions are unpredictable. And then conditions are going to be drier. And conditions are going to be worse at this stage. So that's the reason I went to this situation, finding exactly what we can do with the irrigation system. Well, this is the forecast for long term for farming industry to understand how the weather pattern is shaping up. And looking at 10 days outlook, 2 weeks outlook for Gloucester, and I've included 2 weeks outlook for Scone too, because Scone wants to know exactly what the weather is going to be there. So we're going to include Scone into our weather forecast for a while, so we could give them all the data we can, help them out. Weather situation right now, there's a weak low pressure trough lies over western New South Wales. It's not going to affect us. This trough line is going to move to the northeast, and it's not going to affect us at all. This trough line will shift towards north, and it's not going to be any active rain with it. And there's high pressure system in the Pacific Ocean. This high pressure system is affecting our coastal fringe. Conditions are dry and steady weather patterns. What's happening with this one? Alert, synoptic situation. A transition from La Nina to Enzo neutral is more than 55%. You saw my predictions. So La Nina Southern Oscillation Index returns to neutral. We know what's going on. So that's how the weather conditions are happening. So the forecast for Gloucester, looking at week one, from 29th of March to 4th of April, and looking at on daily forecast, Thursday, the 29th of March, few clouds, maximum temperature 29, humidity 43%, and soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 20 degrees. On Friday, few clouds, maximum 32, relative humidity 32%, soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 21 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum 27. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 30. On Monday, rain developing, or showers, light showers, sometimes light rain, with maximum temperature 31. Looking at the humidity is going to be 34%. I'm expecting about 6 to 8 millimeters of rain for Gloucester on Monday, with soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 21 degrees. On Tuesday, I'm expecting rain and light showers. Maximum temperature drops from 31 to 21. Massive drop of temperature because cold air is going to move in on Tuesday, the 3rd of April. Looking at soil moisture is going to increase to 24%, soil temperature 19 degrees, humidity 78%. I'm expecting 6 to 7 millimeters of rain. On Wednesday, rain, 20 degrees temperature, 5 millimeters of rain, humidity 86%. So looking at nearly close to 20 millimeters of rain for week one, which is not bad. Week two, looking at Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 22, humidity 50%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 20. Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 23, rain 55%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 20 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 24, humidity 63%. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 25, humidity 55%. On Monday, I'm expecting some rain showers. Maximum temperature 28, humidity 56%. I'm expecting between 6 to 7 millimeters of rain, expected on Monday the 9th of April. On Tuesday, light showers, about 3 millimeters, temperature 24 degrees, humidity 67%, soil moisture is 20%, soil temperature 20 degrees. So this is the 2 weeks forecast for Gloucester. It means rain, 3 days of rain for first week, 2 days of rain in the second week. Let's go to Scone. Weather forecast for Scone, week one. I'm looking at Thursday, the 29th of March. Sunny or partly cloudy, becoming sunny, 32 degrees. Humidity 29%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 23 degrees. And then looking at them on Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 35, humidity 22%. On Saturday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 31, humidity 46%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Sunday, 1st of April, few cloud, maximum temperature 34 degrees. On Monday, few cloud, some light showers developing possible, but not even 1 millimeter of showers. I can't call it showers. Just so it's a few brief light showers, but not much coming out of it. Maximum temperature 31 and soil moisture 18 degrees, soil temperature 24. Tuesday, it's going to be some light rain. Maximum temperature 23, humidity rising to 69%, about 4 millimeters of rain showers for Scone, with the soil temperature 18, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 21 degrees. On Wednesday, light rain showers, maximum temperature 22, humidity 72%, again 4 to 5 millimeters of rain. So 2 days rain on week one, 4 millimeters to 3 millimeters first day, and 5 millimeters this, about 8 to 9 millimeters of rain for first week. And second week starts on the 5th of April, few clouds, maximum temperature 24, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 21 degrees. On Friday, few cloud, maximum temperature 26, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 21. On Saturday, few cloud, maximum temperature 26. On Sunday, few cloud, maximum temperature 28, humidity 52%. On Monday, some rain developing. Monday the 9th of April, maximum temperature 30, humidity 56%. I'm expecting 6 to 8 millimeters of rain on Monday the 9th. Soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 22 degrees. On Tuesday, few cloud, maximum temperature 27 degrees, humidity 62%, and then soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 22 degrees. So overall, Scone is going to get some rain in week one, nearly about 7 to 8 millimeters total. And week two, and I think only 1 day rain, Monday the 9th, some 8 millimeters. That's the weather forecast for 2 weeks ahead.
Martin, thank you so much for this weather analysis, and we do appreciate all that you do for us, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Martin Babican, lecturer and meteorologist. If you want more info, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au.